الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Since quite some time from last year, we are discussing various aspects of our madaris, the Darul Ulooms, and how our Kabir Aslaf, how much we could understand, we are trying to explain. In between this year, beginning of the year, Qurbani came. After Qurbani, we spoke little bit about that. Carrying on with that series, the last, if I remember correctly, we spoke how the day is spent in a Darul Ulum. Today, inshallah, we will explain how a week is spent in a Darul Ulum, how it is supposed to be spent. So, our asbaq, we know, 6 hours a day, 4 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, and at night, mutala, this is the common practice in our Darul Ulums. The weekly program is that from a Saturday, the day the week starts. The Darul Ulum's week starts on Yawm al-Sabt. And it carries on till Yawm al-Khamis, Thursday. Jummah is one day which is a holiday, free day. And not holiday in the sense that we understand in the Western world or with the Western mind. But it is holiday in the sense of a holy day. It's a very pious day. Jummah is a great day. And the ibadah of Jummah, every year I try also, during the beginning of the year, in one Jummah, to explain the fazail of Jummah to the students. So Jummah is a great day. And the combination between the ibadat of Jummah and the great ibadat of acquiring ilm is difficult together. مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجْلٍ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِ. It's difficult, it's hard, you can't do two things at one time. So Allah reward our great akabir and our aslaf. Jummah they kept one day for the other ibadat. Our whole life is for ibadat. So from Yawm al-Sabt, Saturday till Yawm al-Khamis, we are in a very great ibadat of acquiring knowledge, which is also very superior. But our great akabir and great ulama, on the day of Jummah, they logged the days of the Darul Ulum. Now it's for ibadat, and all the great ibadat of Jummah. Very briefly, for Jummah, a person must make ghusl, and then he must come as early as possible to the masjid, wear the best clothes, the clean best clothes that he has got, come as early as possible and try and sit as close as possible to the imam, listen very attentively and not do anything which is la yani, whether playing with your fingers, playing with your toes, putting your glasses right now in there, nothing of that. That comes in a hadith. A person who will do that, then for every step that he takes coming for Jummah, he will get the reward of 1 year's ibadat sawab. That is of tilawat, zikr, namaz, dua, etc. Plus 1 whole year's roza sawab. So great. So for all that preparation, you need time. Together, if you're going to have sabaks, it's difficult. So our mashayikh, Allah reward them, our aslaf, they kept holiday. Then there are certain amal which are special with Jummah. And that is to get up earlier than usual on Jummah, even if it is just a few minutes, you'll have made amal on the sunnah. The actual object is to get up more earlier, to make more ibadat. And then to visit the qabristan on a Jummah. And mashallah, one brother just told me recently, on Jummah in Azadul Qabristan, if you go on a Friday, at any given time, there won't be less than 30, 40 people who are going to the qabristan. So it will be very beautiful if the students also make groups, 5, 10, 20, and they take their time as then they go and they visit the qabristan. To read Surah Kahf on Jummah, to read Salatul Tasbih, which you must read in the kitabs, ask your asatiza if you are not aware of it. So if you have the free time, you can do all this great ibadah. And a person who, for example, reads Surah Kahf, Noor is made for him from this Jummah to the next Jummah. His sins are forgiven. And then to increase our Durood Sharif, if we can, if we are free on a Jummah, students got no other work, you can read up to 1,000 times. One riwayat comes, a person who reads this Durood so short, 3 seconds. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadu wa alihi alfa marra. He gets 1 million, if he reads it, he gets how much? 1 million. So in 3 seconds you can become a millionaire. And in that riwayat, we are encouraged to read it 1,000 times. So 1,000 times a million is a billion. So you can become a billionaire every Jummah, and a real billionaire. Dunya's millionaires and billionaires are temporary, just spaza, just for a little while. Real millionaires are the millionaires of Akhirah, and everyone can become. And then try and read Surah Kahf, increase your du'as on Jummah, particularly between the two khutbas, without moving your tongue, make du'a. And between Asr and Maghrib, if you can give all the time Mubarak, you are free, you can. Otherwise, give 5 minutes before Maghrib. If you can't even do so much, while walking to the masjid, Maghrib time, or on your way, make du'a. Use itar on the day of Jummah, and try and read any of the surahs which are known as the Musabbihat, that starts with Sabbaha or Yusabbihu. And the shortest of them is Surah A'la, Sabbih Isma Rabbika A'la. Try and do that. So all these a person can do if he's got the time. So therefore our Kabir kept a holiday. Jummah is not for Thursday night, just the Anjuman, that is also very important. But then we start eating, we sleep late, we sleep so late we don't get up for Fajr, we abuse Jummah. No, that should not be the case. So in this way, if we spend our madrasa days, our whole life, we will see the anwarat and the barakat. And if a person does this and appreciates, he won't be able to stop making dua for our kabir and our asraf. We just take it for granted. Our madrasa day passes like this. Our madrasa week passes like this. But how lot of Allah guided them. They were mulham min Allah. Allah guided them, and in this beautiful way, and your great tarbiyat and your great islah is made if we follow this pattern, which is here on the plate for you. So may Allah let us appreciate this and respond to it in our thoughts, in our heart, and in practice also. And may Allah let us reap the great benefit. Mufti Inayatullah of the UK told me, if we don't have sabbats on Saturday and Sunday, like that is the English week, you start from Monday to Friday, there are no weekends. He said, this is tashabbu bil kuffar. So though we are in a Darul Uloom, but if we don't have sabbats on those days, it's tashabbu bil kuffar. Those may be their days and their weekend. It's not our weekend. Ours is, Jummah is our main day. So we shouldn't have all these other holidays and all this. So appreciate what you have got here in the madrasa. Normally we don't appreciate. Many Darul Ulooms are Monday to Thursday, Monday to Friday, and that also one way 6 hours, with a break in between perhaps or something, but not with the 4 and 2 hours. That is the correct way. So appreciate what you are getting here and make shukr for it, and make this your mizaj to come in your life, this Islamic way of life.